Okay, today's daf is Chala Daf Yud. As we continue here in Meseches Chala, we are in Tesama Beis. Just one ha'ara from yesterday. We quoted a halacha of Maaser Rishon. If we do it, take it off early. Rabbi, what's the case in the Mishnah of Nitla Trumaso? So we say it means Maaser Rishon Shenitla Trumaso, that it was taken off early, and that is the Chiddush, that you don't have to take off Truma Gedola, right? You only have to take off Trumas Maaser and not Truma Gedola. And we'll see other expansions of that today. But one of the Makoros quoted was Kol Chalbo Es Mikdasho Mimenu. Lo chelbo v'chelev chaveru. The plumpness, the goodness of the chelev, that means what he has to give. Chelev means the best parts. What he has to give, the chumas meiser, and not what his friend has to give, the chuma gadola, that was really incumbent on the Yisrael. So this pasuk of chelev is used by the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach. The Parak Zayin, Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach, is an amazing parak. The Rambam starts off by saying, again, this is the Rambam's own lashon, Lo kol davar she'eno pasul mevi oso lechadchila. Not everything that is not pasul should be brought lechadchila. Meaning, just because you can get away with it doesn't mean that it should be brought. Ketzad hayachayev ol. If somebody's chayev an ola, lo yavi sekachush v'ka'ur. One shouldn't bring a weak and ugly sheep. V'yomar hare ein bo mum. Lamaisa doesn't have a mum. V'alze nemar v'arur nuchal v'gomer. Ela kol sheyavi lekarban yavi ben amuvchar. That's an amazing halacha. The Rambam says, just because it works, just because it's kosher, just because you can get away with it, doesn't mean that it's something that should be brought. And he quotes a pasuk, you should bring on a mufchar. V'kacha yo'osa b'zman ha'migdash, mevi'im elim mimo'av, u'mevi'im kfasim shegabehem rechavim mechevron, u'mevi'im agalim min asharon, v'gozos mehar ha'melech. Right? All these, they give, u'mevi'im yayin mikrachin v'halutin. They brought from the best places. And that's what the Mishnah says in Menachos. They brought shemen from Tekoa and solas from Michmas, because this was the best places that they used to bring it. Yeah, you could bring it from anywhere, but this is the best places that they brought it. And then the Rama goes through, Kala Eitzim HaChadashim K'shem L'Mabracha. Any new wood, you could use any wood, as long as it doesn't have a mum. It's not wormy. V'lohi Mevi'im Mishal Zayis, V'lohi Mishal Gefen, Mishal Mishar Et Yisrael, what they used to bring. The Rama goes through what they used to bring normally. All wheat is good to bring, and then continues what kind of wheat and what kind of oils. So towards the end of that parak, the Rambam says, "Ha'aval bishakulang shir l'manachas harishon and l'malam imenu, the best type of oil, the best type of flour." And then the last Rambam, "U'me'achar shakulang shir l'manachas l'manimnu." Since they're all kosher, why do you have to have the hierarchy? Kedei leida yafe she'im l'malam imenu. Know what's the best. Vehashave vehapachos. Know what's the best, know what's medium, know what's the least. Sha rotzilizakos atzmo. If somebody wants to get merit for themselves, yakuf yitzro hara, they should channel and be mishabe their yetzahara, viyarchiv yado, viyavi karbano mena yafe, ha mishubach biyoser. Sheba oso amin shiyavi mimenu. Try to bring the best type that you could bring. Hari namar batora, it says in Parshas Bereishis, vehevel hevi gamhu mibacharos sono mechel vehen. Hevel also brought from the fattest. Vayisha Hashem el hevel v'minchaso. And Hevel, Hashem turned to Hevel's carbon. Right, so he turned because he brought mibacharos sono umechel vehen. That's our lashon in our Gemara. Right, chelev. Vehu adin l'chol davar shehu l'shem hakel hatov. Everything that's for Hashem, sheyehe min hano'eh v'hatov. It should be from the best. In banan based tefillah, yehe no'eh mi beis yeshivaso. If you build a shul, it should be even nicer than where your house. Hechel ra'ev, yachil min hatov. V'hamatok shebesholchano. You give somebody who's hungry, they should give from the best. Kisa arum, yechaseh min hayafesh shebeksuso. Hikdish davar, yakdish min hayafesh shebeksusav. You should give from the best. V'chein hu omer kol chelev lashem. Kol chelav Hashem, same word that's used as you have kol chalbo es mikdashom imenu, kol chelav Hashem, that's the, you should always give from the best, always from the best, that's the Rambam, beautiful parak, last parak of Hilchos, Isurei Mizbeach. General, obviously this relates to the sugi of Hidr Mitzvah. Interestingly, the Rambam never quotes Hidr Mitzvah. That's pointed out by some of the Achronim. He never quotes it. Is it not a chiyuv? The Meiri's lashon is derech ha'ara. Hey, ayin reish hey. Derech ha'ara amru. You know, zek keli bianveyu hisnoel lefana b'mitzvah. So again, that's the a mystery that the Rambam doesn't quote either. Either the the one in relating to Chefsa, the one relating to Maisa, as we've spoken often in the back in the past. But it's a Beferish Gemara, but it's the same idea. The same idea that the Rambam quotes here about Chela, bringing the best, that's the Gemara of doing mitzvahs in a beautiful way. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimel. Ze Keli V'yanvehu, Hisna'eh L'fana B'mitzvahs. Make yourself beautiful, Hisna'eh. Interesting, the focus is, make yourself hisno elefanav. There's a Rashi in Yuma Daf Ayin which says that when you do a mitzvah in a beautiful way, it makes you beautiful. Tiferes la osehu. So do mitzvahs in a beautiful way, hisno elefanav. B'mitzvos. Aseh lefanav sukkah na'eh. Lulav na'eh. Shofar na'eh. Tzitziz na'eh. How do you make tzitziz na'eh? The strings, the beautiful strings. That's the, Gemara says, Sefer Torah na'ah, v'kasev bo lishmo, b'diyo na'ah, b'komis na'ah. That's a huge chid. The komis? Who cares about the komis? The diyo, what it looks like afterwards. The quill has to be beautiful. B'lavlar na'ah, v'karcho b'shirai na'ah. Anyway, this is the Hiddur Mitzvah, but this is the concept of Chelev that the Rambam talks about in the end of Hilchot Yisurim Mizbeach. And that was what we get from the word Chelev. That's what we get from the word Chelev. So we continue now. Three lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, commenting on this halacha that we just quoted from Reish Lakish, the Petur of Reish Lakish. What does Reish Lakish say? That Hikdimu b'shibolin. That's Reish Lakish's din. Ma'aserisha and Hikdimu b'shibolin. Pater mitruma gedola. You don't have to give truma gedola, even though there's more in there, and the Kohen is losing out. But pater mitruma gedola. Says the Gemara, b'shemirach v'acharka chifes shumas ma'aser shabo. The Petur of Reish Lakish only applies if he did meruach first, right? He took the Maaser Rishon, then he did Meruach, which is the piling in a pile and then smoothing it out, and then you were mafresh. I'm sorry, where you did you took from the Tevel first the Meruach v'yachar kachif v'shumas Maaser Shabo. You only took off the Shumas Maaser. You took, again, the Maaser Rishon, you made it into a bais pile, and then you took off the Shumas Maaser. That's where you don't have to take off Truma Gedola. Because right when you do Meruach, that's when the Chiyuv of Hafrashos kick in. They kicked in at the same time. The Chiyuv of Hafrashos Truma Gedola and the Chiyuv of Hafrashos Shumas Maaser took place at the same time. So the halach is only one is Chal. Only one is mechuyev, and therefore Truma Gedola is out, and only Trumas Meiser is taken off. Avalim hifresh Trumas Meiser v'yachar kach merchu lo bada. But if you took off the Trumas Meiser first, right, you took it b'shibolin, and then you took off the Trumas Meiser, and then meruach. So you did meruach at the time that meruach, that you did it, that's the ultimate, the real chiyev of the Meiseris. Once you did that, there's only one chiyev that kicks in. Right, only the Truma Gedola, because the Trumas Maaser, you already took off, Lobada, Rabbi Shlakish did not say it there, and there we would say, you're Chayiv in the Truma Gedola. There the Truma Gedola would have to be, because again, the key is, you can't have two Chaluyos Chiyuv at the same time. But if you have one and the other, it's kind of like Ein Isser Chalal Isser, to give a mashal. Right, you can't, even though there's an exception to the rule of Basachas, the Archal, but here, It is not. You might talk about the differences between the two, but it's a related topic. And also, the Gemara says, Behifresh Manuel Love, when do you say that there's only Trumas Meiser and no Truma Gedola? That's only if you take off the Trumas Meiser from this grain that you took early. If you took the Truma Meiser Rishon early and you take the Truma Meiser from it, so that's what we say, you're potter from the Truma Gedola. Avalim hifresh mi makom acher alav lo bada. But let's say you have Meiser Rishon here and you took off Trumas Meiser to potter this Meiser Rishon from somewhere else, then lo bada, then Reish Lakish did not say his p'tur. If you do that, then you have to go Truma Gedola from this Meiser Rishon. So those are two limitations that the Gemara quotes. Interestingly, the Rambam doesn't quote these chilukim. If you look in the Sefer in the back, Mechal Hamayim, the Sefer Mechal Hamayim, he points out that seems to be because the Bavli gives other chilukim of Hikdimu B'Shibolin or later, not Hikdimu B'Shibolin, so it seems like the Rambam assumes that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi and doesn't quote these distinctions. HaRambam lo hizker chilek zeh, v'chein ma'ashe mechalai bin hifresh mimenu, bin hifresh ma'akam acher, v'nireh shedachan mehalacha. It must be that he doesn't hold of it, because the Gemara Brachas Mem Zayin, Shabbos Kufchav Zayin, where these sugyas come up in the Bavli, don't make such chilukim, they make other chilukim. So it must be, hashash shelanu eino sover chilukim elu, v'lakach hishmiton HaRambam. That's why the Rambam leaves it out and doesn't quote it. Says the Gemara now, Meiser Sheni Behikdish and Iftu. So now the next case of the Gemara. Next case of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Meiser Sheni, again, the list of items that are Chayiv and Chala and Pater from Meisros. Right, we had all of those that were Hefker earlier. And then we say Meiser Rishon, Shenil Chumasa, as we just discussed, and then Meiser Sheni and Hekdish and Iftu. So again, if you take it at face value, this is Chulin. So if it's chulin, so then obviously, you know, what's the chiddush if it's just chulin? You change the kedusha onto money. So hekdish, you understand why there's a pter from maisrus, because when it had meiruach done, so then it was pater. And you understand why there's a chiyav of chala, because now it's not kodesh anymore. But what about maiser sheni? What about maiser sheni sheniftu? So what's the chiddush there? So the Gemara says, Reb Zeira, Reb Yossi bar Chama, bar Ukva, by Hillel ben Hilas, Matiba Mishum Reb Yehuda, Demin Hada, from our Mishnah, you must say the following Chiddush. We've been talking about, and it's more common that the Gemara talks about, Meiser Rishon Shiktadimu B'Shibolin. The Levi took Meiser Rishon early. What if you took Meiser Sheni early? What if you were Mafresh Meiser Sheni? Meiser Sheni Shiktadimu B'Shibolin, Patam Yitzhum Gadola. If Meiser Sheni you took early, so also, your pater from Chuma Gedola, Umin HaMeiser. Right, look at the Sheni Rishos. Your pater from all the Hafrashas. When you take off Chuma Meiser Sheni, then your pater from all the other Hafrashas. Again, you're not supposed to do this, right? We learned there's a mitzvah d'araisa, the Sefer HaChinuch has in Parshat Mishpatim, that one is supposed to be mafrish in order. Right, there's a Seder HaAfrasha that's supposed to be, right, let me just find the Chinuch. Okay, I won't look for it now, but the Chinuch says there, based on the Rambam, that, right, we're not allowed to, le'ascha v'dimacha lo sa'acher, and we're not supposed to go out of order. So these are cases where you went out of order, you jumped the gun. So the Gemara says here that from our Mishnah, maybe the Chiddush is a Ma'aser Sheni Sheniftu, that what if you took Ma'aser Sheni first thing? Ma'aser Sheni Shiktimu Bishibolin, if you took it early, that's also Pata from all the Hafrashas. And we add in a line that we don't have, but the Gra and others have it. Look at the Sheni Nuschos. When do you say this, that we say it's pater from all the other hafrashos? That's only b'shemirach upada. If you did meiruach and then you were poda, avalim pada v'acharkach mirechayev akol. But if you first were poda, so at the time of meiruach it was chulin, then you're chayev in everything. Remember, meiruach is the key moment. So if it was still meiser sheni at the time of meiruach, so then we say it's pater from all of the other hafrashos. But if you first did Pidyon and then Meruach, so then one would be Chayiv and other Hafrashas. Good. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yonah suggests, Keman to Amar Eino Kenechasa. This all works. This whole idea that Meiser Sheni, if you were Makdim Meiser Sheni, so that paters all of other Hafrashas, that works if Meiser Sheni is not considered your Nechasim, right? We had a machlokas numerous times in Maseches Meiser Sheni about whether Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavar or Mamon Hedyot. So Rabbi Yonah says, Kambayi, Kamanta Amar, Inuk Nechasim. This all works out if Meiser Sheni is not your Nechasim. And that is Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. Meiser Gavoa, like Rabbi Meir says, so then that this fits in. Baram Kamanta Amar, Kinechasim, Huchayiv. But if somebody says Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, Nafgamina, Kiddushin, and other Nafgaminas, Huchayiv. So Rabbi Yonah says, is that true? So Amar Lei, Of Ano, Savar Kenya, I think so as well. So this whole Chilik and the Mishnah that says that the Petura Frashas is only if you say that Meiser Sheni is Mamon, is Mamon Gavoa. And there are Paskins that way, right? And Meiser Sheni, in Gimel Yud Zayin, there are Paskins that this is, this is what we Paskin in the in all the nafkaminas relating to that machlokas. The Rambam says it beferish, Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoahu, Shenomar Lashem Hu, Lefichach, Im Nikne Bemat, Eno Nikne Bematana, right, as we said back in the previous Masechta, right? It's not Nikne Bematana, Ella in Kain Nasan Lo Hatevel. If it's Tevel, so then you can give it because it's not called Meiser Sheni yet. Vaha Mekabel Mafrish HaMeiser, Ve'ein Mekachin Bo Asaisha, Ve'ein Mochrin Oso, Ve'ein Mamashkinin Oso, Ve'ein Machlifin Oso, Ve'ein Marchinim Oso, you can't use it as a Mashkon. Remember we had that the first Mishnah in Masechta Meiser Sheni, We said it's like Rabbi Meir of Mama Gaboa. So that's why our Gemara says that our mission, the diuk of the Mishnah, that if you're makdim with Meister Sheni, so then you're pater from everything else. That's only if the Meister Sheni is hektish, is similar to hektish, Mamon Gaboa. But if it's Rabbi Yehuda, then you would be chayiv in all of them. Fine. Says the Gemara, Havi Meister Sheni. So let's set up a point. Says the Gemara, Meister Sheni that you redeemed. Ho'ovachol ama modi shukin achasav chayiv. Once by challah, right? What does our Mishnah say? Even though you're pater from Maisris, you're chayef and challah. So this case where you mocked him, you took Maisris Sheni early, you're poda it after Meiruach, so then you're still going to be chayef and challah, because challah, you remember, goes by the chiyuv is Mishas Gilgal, Mishas making of the dough. So at that point, it's for sure Mamon Hedyot. And therefore, kalayama modeshu kinachasav chayef, then you're going to be chayef. Have a pliga, but what about this case? The following case, and the Pnei Moshe explains this. Look at the Pnei Moshe. Havi pligahu klomar. After Amran de Begavna de Masnisan. Sheniftu baha hu de koliyama modim shechai bechala. In the case of the Mishnah, where you were podid after Meiruach, before Lisha, then everybody agrees chayiv. What about bishalo nifte pligi? Bishalo nifte pligi, and the machlokas is where there was no, if there was no pidyon. What if there was no pidyon before, like even before you have the dough? So that's a machlokas, we would say. If you still have Maisha Sheni and you're putting it into a dough, then it's a machlokas for Meir and Abihuta. Mamon gavo, mamon hedyo. So the Gemara just says a chiddush based on that. Havi pliga hi. Man to amar chayiv, according to the one who says chayiv, according to the one who says that it is mamon hedyot, and therefore you would be chayiv in the hafrashes. Afilu truma shebo chayavis. Wow. Meaning, usually you have truma. Truma is pater from challah. If I have truma, grain, that's truma, it's pater from the chiyav of challah. But what if I have this meiser sheni, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is mamon hedyot, so, and I didn't take off truma yet. So in this meiser sheni, which I'm going to have to take off truma, I'm first taking off challah, because I did the dough. Do I have to take off challah? The measurement of challah, like 1/24th, 1/48th, as we'll see, as we already saw, a balabas and a baker, you have to take off truma, challah for the truma shavo. You have to use the challah and have a large enough shear to include challah for the truma. Manda amar chayiv, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're chayiv and challah from this meiser sheni, which you didn't take off truma gadola from, afilu truma shavo chayavis. Even the truma in it is chayiv and challah before you take it off. Even though usually challah is not taken from truma, but here this truma is still in the meiser sheni. And this meiser sheni, you have a chiyuv. So therefore, I feel the truma shabbat chayeves, umanta amar patur, I feel the chulin shabbat patur. And according to the one that says patur, Rabbi Meir, who says you're patur, you have this ma'aser sheni that you don't have to take off challah from. So then, I feel the chulin shabbat patur. So everything in this is patur. Of course, the truma shabbat is patur, but the chulin here just means non-truma. Right, even everything in there, even what the Yisrael is allowed to eat, like the ma'aser sheni, is patur from challah, according to Rabbi Meir. So that's one nafgamina based on Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara says, "Mandar mechayev." Another question, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who would say chayev? Again, Meiser Sheni is mamon hedyot, and therefore, if you took off Meiser Sheni early, so then you're going to be chayev in challah. You're going to be chayev in the hafrashus, like we said. Remember, we said like three lines ago. This whole tour is only based on Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's mamon hedyot, then you wouldn't have the p'tur. So let's say mandam rechayv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who you don't have this p'tur. What if you did this? Aso chumas meiser al makom acher. I took off meiser sheni early. I was makdim b'shibolin, and for some reason the Levi did this. Right? The Levi took off meiser sheni early. Let's say the Levi wants to make some of this meiser sheni, which is in its raw state. It's not processed. Could he make this chumas meiser on something else? Usually, when you have stuff that's in its raw state that is not tevel yet, you can't, right? It's there's no chiyuv yet. So, are you allowed to make this meiser sheni? You already labeled it as meiser sheni. So, are you allowed to make it into chumas meiser for other meiser rishon that he has? And we'll see what the tzadim are. Ma'at avidla. What would you say? Again, the Levi wants to take this meiser sheni and make it into chumas meiser. Is he allowed to do that? What are the tzadim of the case, right? Usually unprocessed tfua is not even tevel. You're allowed to snack on it and it can't be designated. So what about this case? So the Gemara says, bigadish shenidma o beisa shenidma. What is that question? So explains the Mara Folda. But when you have unprocessed grain, what if you have grain that's not processed, it's not even tevel yet, but it got mixed up with truma, the whole thing becomes tevel. And there's truma mixed in there, but even the Kohen is not allowed to eat from it, because he has to be mafresh. So it becomes tevel. Truma and unprocessed grain, which isn't tevel, so that truma, which is usser, which is significant, already basically creates significance to the other grain and makes it tevel. Remember, we had back in Maisrus, we had certain events are machshiv, right? Six events that are kavela maisrus, Shabbos and Bishul and Mekach. So here it's a similar type of idea. Once the truma gets mixed into unprocessed grain, the whole thing is because it's called tevel. Even the Kohen can't snack until he does hafrasha. So is that similar? Once you label this unprocessed grain as Maiser Sheni, maybe that gives a chashivus, and you could make it Trumas Maiser on something else. What do we say? No, this is not like Truma getting mixed up with unprocessed grain, but Be'isa Shenidma'a. It's like flour. What if I took challah, I was mafresh challah, I crush it back up into like flour, and then I mix it up with other flour. So is all that tevel? The answer is no. That doesn't become tevel. So that's the question. We'll have to talk about why that's the difference between the truma and the challah. But that's the Gemara's question. When I have Maiser Sheni that I took early and I want to make it into Trumas Maiser, does that work? Do we say that it has chashivas just like truma mixing into tevel and therefore it would work? Or do I say it doesn't have chashivas and it's like challah mixing into flour and therefore you wouldn't be able to do it? That's a question. And there is no answer to that question that is given here. But the Gemara wonders, what's the difference between those two? What's the difference between those two? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Anaba Isay. I have a question, says Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yoshia Amar, Anaba Isay. I have a question also. Ma bin, what's the difference? Ma bin Gadish Shenidma, Leisa Shenidma. What's the difference between the Gadish, again, what's the case if you have Truma and unprocessed grain that gets mixed up? It's all called Tevel. Versus Isa Shenidma, if you have Challah that got crushed up, that got mixed into regular flour, it's not Tevel. So Gadish Shenidma at Amar Chayev, Isa Shenidma at Amar Petura. What's the difference between the two? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Tanchuma b'shem Rabbi Chuna, the following: Gadish Shenidma ad Shelo Nidma over Hifresh Menu Truma and Truma. What if I have the Truma getting mixed up with the unprocessed grain? If I took off Truma from this unprocessed grain, is it Truma? The answer is yeah. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to wait till the chiyuv kicks in. But what if you took off truma? You were mafresh early. It is truma. So if you can make it into truma, so then it could become tevel for truma. Because truma is not totally irrelevant to this unprocessed grain. Isa shenidma ad shalabat. What about the flour? Flour can never become challah. Let's say I took off challah from flour. Meaningless. Isa shenidma ad shalonidma avar v'hifrish mimena challah. If I took off ena challah. Right? It's not challah, right? We're going to learn later on. Challah has to be only when it's dough. The Tanin and Taman, we learned later on in the second parak, HaMavrish Challah So Kemach Eina Challah. The Gezel B'yad Kohen, you give it to the Kohen, it's not challah. So says the Gemara, that's the difference between unprocessed grain with Truma, that becomes Tevel. Unprocessed grain with Challah does not become Challah, does not become Tevel because this grain, this flour, is totally not relevant to the challah, so the challah can't be machshivit, and therefore it cannot become tevel of challah. Remember, meduma is mentioned here. Remember the idea of the gra about meduma. He writes in the Kol Eliyahu, again, all the svarim of the gra and chumash are from Talmidim, but in the Kol Eliyahu, he talks about the Gemara in Baba Basra and in Mesachas Menachas about who wrote the last eight psukim, the Shmona psukim Shabbat Torah. Who wrote those last eight psukim of the Torah? So it's amazing that there's a machlokas tanaim about this, right? We know machlokas tanaim. The Gemara says, "Vayamasha Moshe Eved Hashem, Efsher Moshe Chai V'Kasa Vayamasha Moshe." Moshe died. So is it possible that Moshe wrote that? Moshe wrote that he died, right? Why couldn't he have written that? It's sheker. Didn't happen yet. It doesn't say that he will die. He can't write, and this happened, if it didn't happen yet. Ela adkan kasav Moshe, mikan ve'ela kasav Yeshua ben Nun, divrei Rebbe Yehuda or Rebbe Nechemya. The first Tana says that you're right, Moshe didn't write it. I'm sorry. Yeah, Yeshua ben Nun wrote it. Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. And the Gemara continues elsewhere that Elazar wrote the last couple of psukim of Yeshua. So Rebbe Yehuda says it can't be. So Amar lo Rebbe Shimon, efshar sefer Torah chasar osachas. Is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu did not give us the whole Torah? Toras Moshe, right? What does Malachi say at the end of Malachi? Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Is it possible that Moshe didn't give us the whole Torah? V'ksiv lakoch ha-sefer ha-torah zeh v'samtem oso. It said, take this Torah. It's the whole thing. Ella, it must be, no, Moshe wrote it, but it was just different. Ella ad kana kodesh baruch hu omer, u-Moshe kosev yomer, up until here Hashem dictated, and Moshe wrote, right, omer v'kosev, kosev yomer, different gear so, this is the minhag of some sofrim, when they, before they write, they say, v'kan ve'eluch ha-kodesh baruch hu omer, u-Moshe kosev bedema. These apsukim, Moshe wrote bedema. What's bedema? Dema pashas means tears, demos. Rashi, what does it mean bedema? I'm reading this in Menachos Daf Lamed. V'lo haya omer acharav meirov tsaro. He was in pain, right? A lot of pain. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it bedema. He was crying. So the really he was crying. Why was he? Right, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew this is his time. He had to, you know, 120 years. He wasn't meant to live more. So Moshe would be crying. So Rav Soloveitchik has a couple of formulations, beautiful ideas. Written in some places, but no, of course Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't crying for his own personal, lack. But the point is, because the words, there's the language of the Rambam about mashmaus, because the words weren't true yet, he couldn't imbue it with Kedusha Sefer Torah fully. He gave the whole Torah, but he couldn't imbue it with Kedusha fully. And that's where there's even an afgamina, Yachad Koryosan, according to one man to Amar. But that's why he was crying. Because there was part of Torah that he couldn't give over fully as the rest of the Torah. That's what, not personal crying, bedema. Okay, but there's a couple formulations about that from Rav Soloveitchik. But the Gra says, no, maybe bedema doesn't mean tears. Dema means from the word medume, like we're talking about here. Mixed up, when Shum and Chul are mixed up. What does it mean? Moshe gave it over in a mixed up fashion. The Ramban quotes in the Hakdama, Ala Torah, that Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Torah spells out Shem Hashem in some deeper way. We just don't read it like that. We read it as Bereshis Bara Elokim. But if you put the letters together, maybe you could spell out differently. Berosh Yisbara Elokim. So says the and that's a deeper level of understanding of Torah. There's Shmos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu suggests the Gra that before the Torah was given, it was all like all together, right? It wasn't split up into words. It was just given to us to relate to this world in Olam Hazeh. Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim, that relates to our world. But maybe the last eight psukim were given in its natural, pristine state, not being split up into words. And that's what it means, bedema, it means medume, in its mixed up state. So it didn't say, says the Gra, Vayamas Shem Moshe. Didn't say that. It said, just all the letters together. Later, Yoshua ben Nun deciphered and was given the means to be able to split up the letters into words. And that's bedema. So the Gra says, Elu ve'elu, divil kim chayim. Moshe wrote it and Yoshua wrote it. Moshe wrote it in its natural, pristine state. And then Yoshua ben Nun decoded it and wrote it in the way that we have the words today. So again, that's the Gra Medume. Again, could you fit that into Rashi? Meirov Tsaro. Maybe he couldn't decipher. Rashi doesn't say the word cry. Rashi just says Meirov Tsaro, right? And therefore, maybe he could push the words of the Gra into there as well. Okay, that's Medume. Let's continue a little more. It says the Gemara Moser Omer. The next line of the Mishnah said the leftover of the Omer. Well, we know we take a whole large portion of a grain in order to make flour and crush it for the Omer, but we sift it so many times, 13 times. The Mishnah says in Menachos, we want to get it very fine, so there's leftover. 9/10 of it is left over. That's the Moser Omer, and that's Chulin, and therefore the Zechiv of Chala. When you cut it, may ruach it was hektish, but now it's chulin. So Masis is lok Rabbi Akiva. This is against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva mechayev b'chala b'maisros. The Mishnah says in Menachos that Rabbi Akiva is mechayev even in maisros, which is why may ruach. So 2 days in the Gemara there. The Gemara here is only going to have one. Either may ruach hektish is not poter for Rabbi Akiva. He's mechayev. It's mechayev. So even though this had meiruach when it was still hektish, it is mechayev. Or do you say, no, Rabbi Akiva agrees, meiruach hektish is poter. But here, hektish knew that 9/10 of this is not going to be used for the Karbana Omer. And therefore, using breira, once it comes out that this wasn't used, it was never hektish. Right? Of course, if it would be hektish, it would be a problem, but it was never hektish, and that's maybe Rabbi Akiva's pshat. Period. V'tfua shlevi yishlish. Now we have a machlokas in the Mishnah. Tfua, that didn't grow his third, so then that's pater from Maisris and it's chayiv and chala. My time at Rabbana, why is it chayiv and chala? Nemer lechem epesach and nemer lechem b'chala. If you made matzah with grain that didn't grow a third, it's matzah. still mechametz. So we compare it. Mal lechem shenemer b'pesach davar shu bali de matzah b'chametz. Just like lechem by Pesach, it's somebody that becomes chametz and matzah. And that's even if it didn't grow a third, shlish. Af lechem shenemer b'challah davar shu bali de matzah b'chametz. That's why it's good enough. Rabbanan say that it doesn't have to grow a third for challah because it's compared to matzah, like we had back on Daf Aleph. The limit, one of the 3 days that we had, the limit for the 5 grains, it was this gzeira shava. What about Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar argues that even for challah, it's going to be pater. That we'll have to wait and see. Be'ez Hashem, next time, challah Daf Yud Aleph. We'll stop here.